阿门。
Amen。
好，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续上课。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we continue with our lesson.
来唱八十七首。
Let's sing hymn number 87.
我们这一首赞美诗的中文哦，那副歌哦，你也预备哦，你也预备啊、哦，哎，这个。
Oh, in the Chinese, it sounds like you have a drink.
哎，这个人在山地呀、啊，哦，布道会的时候，有个喝醉酒跑进来说他也要一杯、啊，大家搞不清楚。
And、there was a time when there was a evangelical service in Taiwan in the Aboriginal area, and then there's a drunkard who came in and said, "I want a drink too."
哦，你说你什么要一杯啊？那你们自己唱，你也一杯，我也一杯啊，我也要一杯啊。
So we asked, what do you mean you want a drink? And he said, oh yeah, but you were singing, you have a drink, and so I want to have a drink as well.
啊，所以哈，这个，这首赞美诗啊，就很容易让我们就印象深刻哈。
So this hymn left a very deep impression.
啊，那接下来哈，小弟跟大家一起要学习约珥书，我们有三堂课。
So next we're going to learn about Book of Joel. We have three lessons.
好，那约珥书，我们来看一下。好，总共旧约有39卷。
So Book of Joel is in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament has 39 books.
分律法书、历史书、智慧书，还有先知书。
There's Book of Laws, Book of History, the Wisdom books, Major Prophet books, the Minor Prophet books.
那在这个先知书啊，又分大小哦，大先知书跟小先知书。
In the Prophet books, there's Major Prophets and Minor Prophets.
那不是这个大先知比较伟大哦。是他们的篇幅比较多。
It's not that the major prophets are any more than the minor prophets. It's just that the books have more chapters.
那小先知书是篇幅比较小，是少一点。
And the minor prophet books are shorter.
那我们要去学习的这一次刚好是小先知书的第一跟第二何西阿书跟约珥书。
And this time our YSC is studying the first two books of the minor prophet books.
那小弟负责的是约珥书。
And I am in charge of giving lesson on the Book of Joel.
这个是以色列他们王国的历史。
And this is the history of the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom.
这个北边呢、啊？是以色列国，南边是犹大国。
The northern kingdom is the Israelites, and the southern kingdom is kingdom of Judah.
那这个犹大国啊，一脉相传就是大卫王朝。
And the kingship in the southern kingdom was passed on from David's descendants one after another.
那北国啊，就大家篡位来篡位去哦。
And in the northern kingdom, people rise up to take over the kingdom.
那北国王于亚述在主前大概722年。
And the northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyrians.
那南国在主前的大概536年被巴比伦所灭。
And the southern kingdom was destroyed by the Babylonians about 500 AD.
北国以色列国的王都是。不行神眼中看为正的事的好王的坏王。
And the kings in the northern kingdom did not follow God.
那南国也有好王也有坏王。
Whereas in the southern kingdom, there are some kings who are good who follow the teaching of God and some who don't.
所以神也在当时兴起一些先知，就是神的代言人。
So at that time, God raised up prophets.
分别在这个。北国以色列国或者南国犹大国来对当时的君王、当时的选民来提出警告。
Some in the northern kingdom, kingdom of Israel, and some in the southern kingdom, in the kingdom of Judah, to pass along the message to warn the people.
所以我们从这个图上，我们可以看到这个约珥当先知的时期啊。
So from the map, we can look at when Joel was there.
大概就是这个 南国的这个武则天哦，亚他利亚女王篡位哦，被推翻之后啊，约阿斯王继位，但是由他的养父哦，耶和耶大祭司哦，这个辅导他的那一段时期。
And that was when Athaliah was, she took over the kingdom, and then a priest was hiding Joash and helping him to be a king.
好，那北国我们就知道哦，就是那个结束亚哈王朝哈的耶户啊。
And then in the northern kingdom, it was around the time when Jehu ended the reign of.
好，那如果我们
of Ahab.
哦，对，哦，对这个。这个列王历代的历史啊，稍微有涉略的话，我们就知道当时的情况。
So if we know about the history of these two kingdoms, then we will understand it more.
哦，当时北国以色列国，因为这个亚哈，哦，他娶的这个耶洗别，哦，那个耶洗别是这个不是以色列人，哦，他们把整个拜偶像啊带到以色列国来。
At that time, kingdom of Israel was guided by Ahab, and Ahab had a wife, Jezebel, who was from a foreign country, and she brought in a lot of idol worshiping into the country.
哦，把整个北国以色列国啊，哦，统统带到拜偶像的这个败坏当中。
And they led the people to worship idols.
好，那后来虽然经过这个以利亚先知、以利沙先知的指责啊。
And even after the warning and rebuking of Elijah and Elisha,
哦，但是病入膏肓，无药可救，哦，所以最后啊，哦，神兴起这个耶户来作为结束亚哈他们王朝的罪行的刑罚。
But they still did not heed the teachings of the prophets, and then God raised up Jehu to end his reign.
哦，那南国犹大国啊，也没有好到哪里。
But Kingdom of Judah wasn't any better.
哦，要怪就怪这个这个犹大哈，南国犹大王这个约沙法。
And we can blame it on Jehoshaphat.
哦，他大概是因为啊，从小哈看到战乱看多了，一心想要统一和平。
And he probably, while he was growing up, he saw a lot of wars, so he really wanted to make peace, and he wanted to make get into one kingdom.
所以哦，他在这个当王的时候啊，为了他的儿子啊，这个跟北国以色列国啊来联婚哦，他为他的儿子啊娶了亚哈的女儿。
So he really wanted peace, so he had his son marry Ahab's daughter, which is also Jezebel's daughter.
哦，那当然哦，这个有其母就有其女哦，所以这个。亚哈的女儿就是亚他利亚也把那个拜偶像那一套也带进了犹大王国。
So like mother, like daughter, this woman whom was Athaliah, she also brought in idol worshiping into kingdom of Judah.
那当神兴起耶户来结束北国以色列国亚哈王朝。
And when God raised up Jehu to end Ahab's reign.
那这个耶户他 一不做二不休啊，哦，除了啊把这个亚哈的儿子杀掉哈，顺便呢、也把他的女婿也杀掉了。
And Jehu not only killed the Ahab's sons, he also killed his son-in-laws.
所以不但把这个南国的这个犹大王杀掉哦，顺便呢、把他的这个王子啊也通通给宰了。
So he killed off a lot of people.
所以啊，犹大王室啊，一下子中空啊。
And suddenly there's no one to take the throne in kingdom of Judah.
那这个皇太后这个亚他利亚一想，我回不了娘家，因为娘家政变了，现在是换人当家了。
And Athaliah thought, oh, I cannot go back to Israel because her family is dead.
那我留在这里。我儿子也被杀了。
But if I stay here, my son is already killed.
那干脆这样好了。
So I might as well do this.
我大姑起来当王。
I'll become the king.
所以他就把他的王子王孙啊，通通杀掉。
So she killed off all the descendants of the king.
成为这个犹大国的武则天。
And she became the queen.
但是神还是为犹大大卫啊留了一盏灯啊。
But God still kept a person, a descendant of David.
就是约阿士王被当时这个耶和耶大的太太把他藏到圣殿里头养大。
So who was Joash, who was hidden away and kept in the temple?
那等到时机成熟啊，这个祭司耶和耶大就帮助这个约哈斯王啊，来个少康中心哦，把他的这个篡位的亚他利亚这个阿嬷把他杀掉了。
And then when the time came, the priest helped Joash to take back the kingdom from Athaliah.
让这个犹大王朝又重新回归为大卫的这个脉络。
And then from then on, the kingdom went back to the descendant of David.
我们知道说这个神的预言呢，就是要从大卫的后裔生救世主弥赛亚。
We know that the prophet of God is that, the Savior will come from descendant of David.
我们看到刚刚我们所讲的，无论北国无论南国那些乱象其实背地里头是一场属灵的征战。
And we see from all the chaos in the northern kingdom and southern kingdom is actually a spiritual battle.
要来中断神对这个人类的救赎计划。
It was a battle to trying to disrupt God's plan of salvation for mankind.
那虽然这个以色列北国以色列国耶户把这个这个恶贯满盈的亚哈王朝给结束掉了。
So even though Jehu ended the reign of Ahab,
他甚至设下诡计诱骗那些巴利亚瑟拉的祭司把他们一网打尽。
He even had a scheme where he gathered all the priests of who worship Baal.
假装说这个我亚哈要向这个巴利亚。来偶像来献大祭所以凡是属于巴利的祭司通通要到。
And then he said that, oh, I really want to worship Baal, so whoever is a priest of Baal has to come and gather.
但是当中绝对不能有这个真神的祭司
And then in the midst of you, you shall not have anyone who worships the true God.
这个巴利的祭司们个个兴高采烈以为这个本来想说这个国王换人做了，现在可能要被列夫，想不到现在新的王他们也对这个拜巴利很有兴趣所以每个都去参加。
And the priest of Baal must have been very happy because originally the king was worshipping Baal, but then there comes a new king. They don't know who the new king will worship, but now it seems that the new king is also going to worship Baal.
那耶户就给这些巴利的祭司们每个人都穿制服通常要穿礼服。
And then the Jehu gave all these priests a uniform.
其实那是便于等一下这个刽子手来杀的时候看到穿礼服就杀就没错了。
And that was actually a plan so that later on when they're about to kill them, it's easy for them to tell who's a priest of Baal.
果然这个巴利的势力在耶户的这个计谋之下通通被铲除掉。
And then under the scheme and plan of Jehu, these Baal's priests were taken out.
但是现在另外一个问题出来了。
But then there comes another problem.
看起来这个耶户为了这个真神这个大发热心铲除这个拜巴利的拜亚瑟拉的这个势力。
And it seems that Jehu was zealous for God and taking out priests of Baal.
重新把这个神的百姓北国以色列人的信仰要回归到拜真神了。
And that he's installing the new faith, which is to come back to worship the true God.
但是当他面对两个镇国之宝就是在但跟伯特利那两个金牛犊的时候。
But when he comes to face two of the treasure of the nation, which is the golden calf in Dan and Bethlehem.
那两个镇国之宝伯特利
Bethel.
跟这个但那个是区分跟南国的政治政治区分的代表。
those two golden calves were symbols of the Northern Kingdom being separated from the Southern Kingdom.
哦，所谓的这个番薯芋头一边一国哈，你把那两个牛犊拿掉的话，那就跟南边一样啊。
Because if they were to take out these two golden calves, then how are they any different from the Southern Kingdom?
哦，所以他仍然没有办法摆脱。
So he was not willing to let go.
哦，仍然拜他两个牛犊。
So he worshipped those two golden calves.
哦，所以啊，啊神，哦给他四个哦这个四代哦四代啊这个王朝的寿命四代。
But God still gave him four generations.
因为他不专心侍奉神。
Because he did not worship God wholeheartedly.
哦，那南国啊，哦这个犹大国。
In the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judah.
哦，虽然这个耶和耶大大祭司哈、哦、帮助辅佐哦这个耶阿斯王哈、哦、来个少康中心哦恢复大卫王朝。
Even though the high priest were helping to restore the kingdom.
哦，但是这个哈、哦、这个耶阿斯哈、哦、当这个老祭司哈、哦、他的恩人哈、哦、养父在位。的时候啊，他还算蛮乖的哈、哦。
And Joash, when his father, his kind of foster father who guarded him and guided him up, when the priest died, or、哦、when the priest was still alive.
但是当这耶和耶大离世之后啊，他就变了。
He was good, but after Jehoiada, the high priest died, then he changed.
哦，甚至后来啊。哦，这个不念哦，这个啊，他养父啊，哦，对他的恩情啊，竟然把他跟他一起从小长大哦，他养父的儿子啊，也杀掉了。
And even more so, afterwards, he even killed off the priest's sons.
哦，所以这个让我们哦看到这个哈、哦、南国的哦这个犹大国也是啊，哦虽然。表面上好像复兴，其实啊，哦，之前，哦，这个亚他利亚，哦，所留下来那个哈、哦、那个败坏啊，还是根深蒂固，无法根除。
Even though on the appearance it seems that God has raised up the kingdom of Judah again, but actually the idol worshiping brought in by Athaliah was still there in the kingdom.
哦，这个大概就是约珥先知。侍奉的时候，那整个哦南国北国的背景。
And this is the background around the time when Joel was serving God.
哦，表面上看起来哦好像经历了复兴，但实际上哦却无法哦力挽狂澜啊做真正的这个更新跟改变。
Even though on the appearance it seems that both kingdoms were restored, but in actual fact they were not.
哦、所以神才会兴起约珥来向当时的、哦、这些、神的选民来传讲警告。
And that's why God raised up Joel to preach warnings to the people.
哦，借着、啊、当时、的天灾、哦、就是蝗虫、哦这个、还有这个旱灾、啊哦、来预告神审判的日子将要来到。
And through the plague of locusts and drought to tell them and to prophesize about God's punishment.
哦，要他们要赶快悔改。
Wanting them to repent.
哦，那神呢、啊？啊，必会医治。哦，神会施恩怜悯。
And promise that God will heal and God will be merciful.
哦，大概这个是约珥先知。哦啊，他当先知的背景。哦，还有他主要的信息内容。
And this is the background when Joel was serving and his content in his message.
好，那约珥书它的作者啊，哦，是约珥啊。
And the author of Book of Joel is Joel.
啊、哦，那因为这个是啊小弟从网络上抓下来哈、哦，所以啊他还是写这个耶和华，但是我们知道这个是个错误的称呼啦。
And I got this content from the internet.
哎，好、哦，他是这个毕图尔。哦的这个儿子
，He's the son of Pethuel。
哦，那约珥哈、哦，他的名字的意思就是神啊、哦，主是神。
The name of Joel means the Lord is God。
哦，那我们想起啊，还有另外一个先知哈、哦，他名字也类似哈、哦。
There's also another prophet. His name is kind of similar。
主是我的神。
The Lord is my God.
啊，是哪一位？
Do you know who that is?
啊，那个啊，呼传道，以利亚哈。
Elijah. Elijah.
哦，哎，就让我们想到哈，这个烈火先知以利亚哈。
The burning.
好啊，那约珥哈是在南国当先知。
So Joel was the prophet in the southern kingdom.
哦，他到底这个背景怎么样？圣经里头并没有详细记载。
The Bible didn't say too much about the background.
哦，只有说啊，他是这个毕图尔的儿子。
It only said that he's the son of Pethuel.
哦，那这个毕图尔的意思就是神的意象啊，或者是愿神扩张的这个意思。
Pethuel means the signs from God or may God increase.
哦，那从这个约珥书里头，哦，我们看到说这个约珥对耶路撒冷哈，非常的熟悉，所以他很可能就是耶路撒冷哦当地的人。
In the book, we can tell that Joel was very familiar with Jerusalem, so we think that maybe he lived there.
哦，或者是他在那边住很久。
Or maybe he lived there for a while.
哦，那这个他是哦最早哈。或者是次早的这个先知书的著作。
He was one of the earliest prophets who has a book.
哦，那关于他这个这个服事哈，说预言的这个时期啊，哦，这个解经学者啊有两派的说法。
And in terms of what time he served, there are two types of theories.
哦，一派啊，哦，这个是传统派哈，认为是大概在主前第九世纪。哦，就是刚刚我们所说的，在犹大王约阿斯那个时代。
And the traditional view is that he was working during the reign of Joash in the Judah in the 9th century BC.
哦，理由就是我们从约珥书看到哈，所提到的仇敌呀，哦，无论是这个这个推罗啦、西顿啦、哦、腓力士啊、埃及以东，这个都是犹大国。他们早期的敌人。
And the reason is the enemies that are mentioned in the books are Tyre, Sidon, Philistine, Egypt, Edom. They're all enemies in early years of Kingdom of Judah.
哦，没有提到什么亚述啦、巴比伦呢。
It didn't talk about Assyria or Babylon.
哦，所以他应该是哦这个早期哈、这个哦的这个在早期时候来做先知的。
So he should be one of the earlier prophets.
好，另外一哈解经学者有人说啊，他是这个被掳归回之后才写的。
And then another view by some other Bible scholars is that he was when the Israelites returned from their captivity.
哦，但是刚刚我们说哦，这个他当中提到的这些仇敌啊，都是以色列国。哦，犹大国这个初代的这个敌人。
But as we've mentioned, the enemies that were mentioned in the book were the enemies in the earlier years.
哦，再来哦，这个阿摩斯书里头也哦引用了好几段约珥书的内容。
And then also in the book of Amos, there's also a lot of reference to the book of Joel.
约珥应该是在阿摩斯先知侍奉之前。
So that's why Joel should have been serving God before Amos.
好，所以基于这个理由啊，哦，所以大部分都赞同说，哦，这个约珥，哦，约珥书的著作啊，哦，是在这个主前大概第九世纪。
And because of these reasons, most people believe that Joel served around 9th century BC.
哦，大概875到850年之间。
Around 870 to 850 BC.
好。那约珥先知又被称为这个五旬节先知。
And Joel was also being called the prophet of Pentecost.
哦，因为啊，哦，他预言到这个圣灵的浇灌。
Because he prophesied about the coming of the Holy Spirit.
哦，使徒行传第二章那边，哦，使徒们起来讲解，就是引用约珥书。
And in Book of Acts chapter 2, when the disciples came up and talked. They referenced Book of Joel.
所以就有人说约珥哈是五旬节先知。
So therefore, some people say that Joel was the prophet of Pentecost.
哦，那他的背景哈是耶路撒冷。
And the background is that he's in Jerusalem.
哦，刚刚我们讲过，哦，大概是约阿斯王在位初期啊，由这个祭司耶和耶大哦辅佐的时候。
And it's probably when, Joash was on the throne with the help of the priest. 哦，
那时候的以利沙先知还活着，哦，他是在北国。
And that time, Elisha was still around. He was in the northern kingdom.
啊，那有关约瑟的特点哦，在这个文学文哦这个题材上哦，认为他是一颗哦宝石啊，哦，因为他的哦这个题材很简洁，哦，行文很流畅。
In terms of the literature, some people say that is, this book was really, it's good, like a precious stone because it's very concise and very, it flows very good.
哦，那对于这个蝗虫、蝗灾的这个描写也很生动。
And when it describes the plague of locusts, it was very descriptive.
哦，那它也是首次预言圣灵浇灌的。
And that was the first prophecy recorded regarding Holy Spirit.
哦。他这个预言的范围，哦，除了是对当时以色列选民来讲，哦，也等于是，哦，也可以说，啊，是对我们末世的基督徒来说。
And the scope of his prophecy was from then till the end of times.
哦，对当时的选民预告他们将要被掳。
He prophesied that the people will be captured.
好，那对我们末代的基督徒来讲，哦，预告主会再来。
And to us who are living in the end time, that the Lord will come again.
好，那约珥书哦，我们在读的时候会发现，哦，这个主的日子啊，重复出现好几次。
And in this book, we'll notice that, the Lord's day, this phrase comes up very often.
好，所以这个也等于是约珥书的一个 keyword.
So this is a keyword in the book.
那里头谈到的蚱蜢
，and inside talks about locusts.
啊，小弟查了好几个哦，这个参考资料。
I look up some references.
啊，那针对约珥书里头所讲的男子啦、茧虫啦、哦蚱蜢啦、蝗虫，哦都有不同的说法。
There are many.Different descriptions and explanations about the bugs that are written in this book.
好，有的说啊，这是不同种类的蚱蜢。
Some people say that these are different types of.
哦，蝗虫哦。
Of locusts.
那也有的说啊，哦，这是同一个蝗虫，不同时期啊。
But some people say these are the same species of locusts, but it's just on different stage.
哦，那有的说这个是哦，这个。男子最这是最小啊，慢慢长大，然后那最后啊，哦，就是茧虫。那你有的又有另外一种说法啊，所以无论怎么样哦，反正它都是蝗虫就是了。
But all in all, these are all type of locusts.
哦，那也有哦，这个参考资料哦，拿来做预表。
Some references saying that this is a prophecy.
哦，如同这个。尼布甲尼撒王所看的那个金像，哦，代表的这个之后要发生的历史。
Like how King Nebuchadnezzar saw different statue of different material.
哦，那但是这个，哦，也有不同的说法。
So there are different explanations.
哦，有的是指着，哦，接下来的几个，哦，这个侵略，哦，这个以色列人的这个王啊，亚述王，哦，还有巴比伦。
Some say that this is prophesying what type of kings will come and invade the kingdom, like Assyria or Babylon.
那有的甚至哦，还延伸到哦希腊帝国、罗马帝国来了。
And some even say it's the Greeks, the Romans.
哦，那这个也是个人发挥了。
But well, different people have different opinions.
哦，并不一定哦，就哦就是这样，因为圣经没有哦明说。
It might not necessarily be that way because the Bible didn't tell us very clearly.
这个是有关蝗虫哦，我们就不多琢磨了。
So this is regarding the locusts.
哦，这个蝗虫的成长哦。
This is their growth.
啊， 从这个小的到后来的成虫，从这个只会跳蹦蹦跳到可以飞哦。
From their young when they can only jump, then to when they can fly.
哦啊，这个就像这约珥书里面的记载。
Like what is written here in Book of Joel.
哦啊，这个有时候这幼虫就是这样蹦蹦跳哦。
Some people say these are the tiny locusts. They jump.
哦，约珥书的二章哦，四到五节那边说，形状如马哦，奔跑如马兵。在山顶蹦跳的响声如车辆的这个响声，又如同火焰烧翠阶的响声，又好像强盛的民摆阵预备打仗。
Joel chapter 2 verse 4 to 5 it says they have the appearances of horses, they gallop along like cavalry, with a noise like that of chariots, they leap over the mountaintops like a crackling fire consuming stubble, like a mighty army drawn up for battle.
哦，那个这个路上都是哈。
You can see that they're all over on the ground.
哦，哎，这个约珥书二章哦七到九节就在描写这样。
And this is also described in chapter 2 verse 7 to 9.
哦，像勇士奔跑哦，爬墙哦，哦，步行不乱队伍，哦，不拥挤，各行其路哦，啊，直闯兵器不偏左右，哦，蹦上城，跳上墙哦，爬上房屋啊。进入这个窗户好像盗贼啊。
They charge like warriors, they scale walls like soldiers, they all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other, each marches straight ahead. They plunge through defense without breaking ranks. They rush upon the city, they run along the wall. They climb into the houses like thieves, they enter through the windows.
哦，你看哦，他这个会用爬的哦，爬墙进去哦。
They can even climb walls.
哦。那么多哦，你看，用扫把扫都扫不干净。
So they're really a storm.
哦，你看哦，这个一整片都是哦。
And they're all locusts.
哎，这个哦，在这个右手边哦，哎，那个是虫哦。
On the right side, those are locusts.
左手边呢是草地啊，你看经过就颜色就不一样哦。
You can see the difference in the colors.
哦。所以二章三节哦，哦，他们前面如火烧灭，后面如火焰烧尽哦，未到以前如伊甸园哦，啊，过去之后啊，成了荒凉的旷野。
Joel chapter 2 verse 3 here describes, before them fire devours, behind them a flame blazes, before them the land is like a garden of Eden, behind them a desert waste, nothing escapes them.
哦，这个蝗灾哦，到现在哦，哦还是。没有办法整个控制。
Even today, people cannot fully control plague of locusts.
哦，只能啊，趁他们还没有形成大灾害的时候啊，哦，稍微控制哦。
People can only try to control them before they grow up.
哦，那这个就好像这个哈、哦、马兵一样哈、哦，你看那个蝗虫那个头哈、哦，跟那个铁甲武士那个马哈、哦。看起来好像差不多，差不多。
So they have the appearance of the horses.
所以有人就说，你看哦，那个蝗虫就是啊，像马兵一样哦。
Some people say that they're like those horses.
哦，那这个成虫更厉害，会飞哦。
And the grown locusts are even more scarier. They fly.
哦，这个满天都是。
And they cover the sky.
哦，你看那人都受不了了。
People can only block.
哦，你看整个天空都是。
They cover the whole sky.
哦，那个二章十节说，他们一来呀、啊，哦，地震天动，哦，日月昏暗，哦，星宿无光啊。
Chapter 2 verse 10, before them the earth shakes, the sky trembles, the sun and moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine.
哦。哎，那个，箴言三十章二七节哈、哦，说蝗虫没有君王分队而出啊。
And in Proverbs chapter 30 verse 27 it says, locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks.
哦，整个天空都是蝗虫。
So they cover the whole sky.
哦、那这个人在干什么？在抓蝗虫。
And this person is trying to capture the locust.
哦，为什么、哦、
？Because.
哎、哦，准备上桌了、哦、
It's a type of delicacy.
哎，哦，你看哈、哦，哦，哎，好、哦，记不记得？那个摩西猜探子啊，窥探迦南地。回来报恶信息，就只有这个加勒跟约书亚、哦、
So do you remember when the Israelites sent out 12 spies to the land of Canaan and they came out with a message?
哎，加勒跟约书亚讲什么
？What did Caleb and Joshua say?、哦、
但你们不可背叛主啊，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物哦，并且硬币他们已经离开他们，有神与我们同在，不要怕他们。
They said that only do not rebel against the Lord and do not be afraid of the people of the land because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them.
哦，蝗虫很厉害，但是也很好吃哦。
Locust is very scary, but they're also very tasty.
哦，这个泰国人也吃。
The people in Thailand also eat them.
哦，他们也在卖呀。
They also sell them.
哦，这个其实昆虫哦，有丰富的蛋白质哎。
Actually, insects have a lot of protein.
哦，那会烹调的哈、哦，其实，哎，听说味道还不错哈、哦。
And for people who know how to cook them, they say that they're actually pretty tasty.
哦，那小弟没有吃过了
啊、哦。I haven't tried them before.
我想说、哦，因为我们上课比较无聊哈、哦，所以谈到这个吃东西，大家精神就来了。
And I was hoping to bring this in so that people will be more energized.、
哦、哎，晚上我们吃蝗虫啊、哦，没有了，开玩笑、哦。
And yes, tonight we'll not be eating locusts.
Okay, 好，好，我们这个这个 slide 我们就看到这里。
So that ends our slides.
好，那我们有没有拿到讲义的这个 PDF?
Do we have a copy of the lecture?
好，这个是这个朱荣道长老所写的约珥书。
And it was written by Elder Chu.
好。那我们接下来我们就来、看看这个约珥书的分段大纲。
So let's look at the outline of this book.
好，那刚刚我们谈到说约珥先知、当时、哦、因为全国受到这个可怕的蝗虫灾害。
We talked about how during his time, the land was plagued by locusts.
啊，把这个国家所有的植物、哦、都吃掉了。
And that the locusts ate all the food in the kingdom.
哦，不但影响到哦这个民生哦啊，产生饥荒。
And that caused a famine.
哦，连当时啊要在圣殿里头要献祭的那个素祭啦，还有油啊，也都缺乏断绝。
And even when they're trying to offer, they do not have the grain or the oil to make the offerings.
哦，那先知在这个时候哦蒙神启示啊，哦就借着。哦，这个当时的蝗灾哈、哦，来预言哦，神哦审判的日子将要到。
At this time, God used Joel to use these situation to use as warnings and prophecies.、
哦、敌人呢、啊、就会像蝗虫一样啊，入侵耶路撒冷。
That the enemies will come and swarm the Israel kingdom like that of army of locusts.、
哦、是各地啊，哦这个。荒废、哦、就如同、哦、蝗灾一样。
Places will be left desolate like places after locusts has come.、
哦、那也借着这样子、哦、这个敌人的入侵、啊哦、更进一步的预言主的日子临近。
And with this, he also prophesies about the day of the Lord.、
哦、那、在主的日子来到之前呢、啊哦，这个必有空前的大灾难临到。
Before the coming of the Lord, day of the Lord, there will be horrible things.
哦，所以劝告当时的以色列百姓啊，应当要哦禁食悔改，祈求神啊。
So he warned, he urged the people to fast and pray.
哦，那神呢、啊、必会啊看顾他的百姓，哦让这个敌人哦远退啊，哦让这个荒凉的这个景况啊能够。哦、繁荣起来
and repent to God so that maybe God will have mercy on them and cast the enemies away、
哦、并且应许、啊、在末后、哦、会有圣灵浇灌的恩典
And also promises that there will be Holy Spirit pouring onto the people.
哦，被掳的百姓将要回归以色列。
Those who are held captive will come back to the kingdom.
哦，同时也可以亲眼看到神，哦啊，处罚这个周遭的列国仇敌。
That they will be able to see God punishing the neighboring countries.
哦，这是约珥书的。啊，整个大啊，这个概说。
So this is the outline of the book.
好，那约珥书我们大概啊，可以给它分成三段。
There are about three sections in this book.
好，第一段啊，从这个第一章啊到第二章的十七节。
From chapter 1 till chapter 2, verse 17.
哦，这个章哦，在这一段里头啊，描述哦这个蝗虫的灾害。
Here describes the plague of the locusts.
哦，以及啊。啊，这个先知啊，哦，宣告这个应当要悔改，哦，归向神。
And the proclamation for repentance.
哦，这个是啊，第一段哦。
This is the first section.
那第二段是从第二章的十八节，哦，到最后的三十二节。
The second section is from chapter 2, verse 18 to verse 32.
哦，在这一段呢，哦，论到这个啊，末后神所要赐的福气啊。
Here talks about.The blessings that God will give in the end times.
哦啊，让这个原本荒废哦被破坏的大地啊，重新哦繁荣啊。
That God will restore the desolate lands.
啊，那也哦，这个预言到哦，神在末后将要浇灌圣灵。
Also, promise that God will be pouring out the Holy Spirit in the end times.
哦。那最后一段啊，是第三章。
In the last section is in chapter 3.
哦，谈到神的日子。
It talks about the day of the Lord.
哦，在这个啊，神的日子啊，是一个对选民的审判，也是对世界的审判。
On this day, it's a judgment day for the people of God as well as the Gentiles.
哦，那以上就是约珥书，哦。可以分成这三大段落。
And this is the three sections of this book.
哦，那我想说，我就啊，先跟大家哦分享到这里哦。
So this is my sharing for now.
那我们晚上哦再继续。
And we'll continue tonight.
啊，就这个啊这三个段落，我们啊提出哦当中的这个教训哦，以及对我们这个世代哦的一个启发。
So we'll learn from these three sections and what it means to us today.
哦，啊，有没有问题？
Are there any questions?
好，有吃过蝗虫的有没有？
Is there anyone who have eaten locust before?
哦，有哦，但吃起来像什么？
What does it taste like?
我吃的是蚱蜢，蚱蜢是小蝗虫啊。
Grasshopper.
很好吃哦。
She said she ate deep-fried grasshopper.
下次有机会就不要害怕哦。下次有机会。
So next time if you have a chance, don't be afraid.
哎，这个吃吃看哦。
And you can try it.
哦，好了，那我们这一节到这里哈，我们就休息一下。
So we'll end the session right here and take a break.
我们等一下是祷告会啊。
We will have prayer session next.
我们同心默祷。
Let's all bow our heads in prayer in silence.
Amen.
Amen.